In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So did everybody follow the gospel today? You know, it cracks me up when I read that, because there's a lot of... you really have to pay attention to what you're reading. There is actually a point to it. I remember these readings when I was in seminary, and there's a famous, or shall we say infamous, sermon that goes along with these readings. It came out my middle year, and it was Presiding Bishop Jefford Shorey was actually talking on these lessons. And she was actually deriding Paul for removing the spirit from the young girl who was being used for other people's gain. Paul set her free. But that wasn't good enough, because it was Paul. So it was wrong. What Paul did was actually took that young girl's livelihood and all of this other crazy stuff, which actually developed into this idea that there's more than one way to get to God. There's more than one God to get to, actually. But let's actually break this down so that we understand what we're talking about. This young girl, because believe it or not, that's not actually the point of this scripture. This young girl is going through, and she's possessed of a spirit that allows her to actually foretell the future. What did that do for the young girl? Well, that put her into servitude, into slavery, to a group of people that wanted to use what she had for their gain. We know that to be true because the scripture says that's true. When the girl was freed of this spirit, what did those people do? What were they angry about? Not that they lost the ability to hear the future or hear the truth. Not that they that this girl was now set free. They were upset because they weren't getting paid. They in essence lost their cash cow. Right? I think it's a good thing that Paul freed this young girl of this burden that set the course of her life to be only what others deemed her to be. She now had the choice to decide for herself. And that is most definitely not where the story ends. The story goes further than that. These people were angry and they took Paul and his companion before the authorities. Put them in chains. Beat them. Funny thing is, if they'd have known that Paul was a Roman citizen, they couldn't have done what they did. But he chose to allow them to do that. If Paul was a Roman citizen, they couldn't have put him in a prison. But he chose to allow them to do that. So let's continue on. Paul, with his companion sitting in prison, got to share the gospel with the prisoners. They sang songs praising God. I'm sure they prayed for the little girl. I'm sure they prayed for the people that ran the little girl. I'm sure that they prayed for the people that beat them and put them in chains. I'm sure that they prayed for the jailer. Here is one of the most important parts of this scripture. We have an earthquake that happens, right? The prison is cracked. The chains are broken. The doors are cast open. What does the guard do? Have you ever asked yourself why the guard immediately said, "Tell me who this Christ is"? Let me give you a little background here. Do you know what the penalty is for a Roman soldier to fail?
Death.
Better by your own hand than the authorities. So you fell on your sword. He didn't have to check to make sure the prisoners were there or not. The doors were open. Any sane man would have ran for the hills. They would have escaped. They would have ran away. Because who wants to be in jail? The guard, knowing this, was preparing to throw himself on a sword. What does Paul say? "Fear not, don't do it. We're still here. It's okay." That's incredible. Can you understand why the guard ran in and said, "Who is this guy that you follow that you would sit here in prison so that I don't have to kill myself? I want this freedom. I want to know what this is." Father, may they be one as you and I are one. May they understand that you sent me. Does this begin to make sense now? Reading the gospel on its own, it seems very convoluted, very broken, very strange. We can't wrap our minds around it, really. But we can see it. We can understand it in the context that we find Paul and his companion in. They didn't have fear because they knew they belonged to God. They knew that they were free regardless of what happened. They chose to bind themselves as slaves to Christ. They gave the opportunity to the young girl to do so as well. So let's jump back to her. After looking at what we know Scripture to be in this instance, Paul, casting out the spirit of the little girl, causes her to lose her job. What does that make the little girl? Worthless to the people that were using her for personal gain. What do you suppose that little girl's response was? Probably to drop to her knees and say that I am free. I am no longer bound in chains. I can do as I choose to do. And I choose to find out what it was that freed me. We talked about this sermon for weeks and weeks at seminary. As a matter of fact, I'm guessing that it's probably still talked about. And the first instance any of us had were, why would you call the freedom of someone inappropriate or bad? To me, that's a misunderstanding of what freedom is. So by the standard that was preached, we don't need to be involved in those less fortunate than us, because that's just their way. We don't need to be involved or concerned about the homeless or the marginalized or the injured or the disillusioned or the broken or the battered or the indifferent. We don't need to worry about any of that. And in fact, we shouldn't, because it's not our place or right. Really? I don't see that anywhere in Scripture. I don't see that in the five marks of mission of the Episcopal Church. I don't see that in the Ten Commandments. I don't see that in the Decalogue. What I see is love your neighbor as yourself. Have compassion, mercy, grace. Desire that other people be made whole. Preach the gospel of salvation and grace, of repentance and reconciliation, of hope and joy. Have the courage to not escape the hard times. Have the courage to endure an occasional beating. Free those around you. Say to the world, don't panic. We're still here. It's okay. Reach out to the people that stumble. Be in God as He is in us. Follow Christ. Preach the gospel. Heal the wounds of the world. Give peace. Give hope. Reach out to those that are different. Pick up those that have fallen. Bind the wounds of those that are injured, and all for the grace of God.